Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the fact that when we are born again, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and are born again, something comes into us that was not in us before we were born again, before we believed on Jesus. The uncreated eternal life and nature of God comes into us, and we're literally born of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." You now have in you the very same life by which Jesus lived and walked when he was on this earth. Jesus is God become a man without ceasing to be God. While on earth he did not live as God, he lived as a man. He put aside his rights and privileges as God and lived as a man in dependence on the life of his Father in him. You now possess that same life. It's a present tense reality. You have eternal life in you. You are alive by or because of the life of God that's in you. You are living by that life of God. Now, one of the word pictures Jesus uses to describe our relationship to him subsequent to the cross, which made possible the new birth, is vine and branch. A branch is alive with the life of the vine. It's in union with, connected to the vine, and is alive because the life of the vine is in it. It's living by the life of the vine by virtue of the fact that it is in union with the branch. The branch is living by virtue of the fact that it is in union with the vine. Jesus said in John 15:4, "Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no man, no more can you except you abide in me." Jesus says that the only thing the branch must do to produce fruit, which is outward evidence of the life within, is to be united to the vine. Now, we're going to talk in upcoming weeks about producing fruit, but note the point here that Jesus is saying all you have to do to show outward evidence of the life within is to be in union with the vine. See, what does that mean? Jesus, by his life, is in you, in your spirit now. Your spirit is alive with the life of God. Whatever's in that life is in you. In that spirit, there is no trace of death of any kind. No trace of sickness, weakness, inability, lack, etc. In you, in your spirit, is life in the form of strength, health, peace, joy, patience, etc. Christians waste a lot of time asking God to give them what he's already given by uniting them to the vine. We need to learn to walk in the light of what we are and what we have because we're in union with Jesus, the vine, and we partake of the life that's in him, the uncreated life of God. And we'll talk more about that in upcoming weeks here. Let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Before I read the verse, let me make this statement. Your spirit, which is alive with the life of God, is now a well or source of life for your entire being. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "The outward man does indeed suffer wear and tear, but every day the inward man receives fresh strength." We're alive because we've got the life of God in our spirit. We are living by the life of God because we're born again, and we must now learn to walk in the light of it. That means we need to know what we are and what we have through our union with Jesus and then believe it. God has chosen to work in our lives in cooperation with us through faith, or when we believe what he says over and above what we feel. Amos 3:3 says, "How can two walk together unless they be agreed?" See, God works in our lives through faith. Faith is believing what God says over and above what we see and feel. The challenge for most of us is that we put way more stock in what we see and feel than in what God says. We get our picture of reality from what we see and feel. When somebody like me says, learn to walk by the life of God in you, we try to feel or do something. You know, we look and see if we feel any of the life of God in us, and if we're having a good service, and maybe we get a little goosebump. We go, oh, there it is. But then we leave, and we don't feel it anymore. In fact, we feel weak or depressed. We look and feel and see no change in us and our circumstances, and we end up saying, oh, this isn't working. I guess I don't have it. I didn't get what everybody else got, and so on and so forth. But see, that's not the point. This is not a technique to get results. I'm not giving you three things to do to have victory in your life. I'm trying to change your perception of reality to help you to see the way things really are. If you're born again today, you're alive by the life of God. You're in union with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. You are a partaker of the life and the nature of God, and in you is a well of eternal life, which will spring up in the form of health, strength, life, peace, joy, patience, so on and so forth. I don't care if you don't feel a drop of that. It's the truth, because that's the way it really is, according to the Bible, according to God. In you, in the invisible part of you, if we could put you under a spiritual x-ray machine, we'd see the uncreated eternal life of God. It's about changing your perception of reality and walking according to reality as it truly is. You are alive. You are living by the life of God. He says so. When you know it and believe it, your experience will begin to change. Colossians 2:6 says, since then you have received the Christ, even Jesus the Lord, conduct yourselves in the consciousness of union with him. We're to change our view of reality. That's another way of saying get our mind renewed. We're supposed to begin to live with the awareness of I've got God in me. Now, you all know this verse, 1 John 4:4, greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. We all hoop and holler about that in church, but for many of us, it doesn't mean anything in real life. The greater one is in you. God's in you through union with Christ. What if you became God inside minded? Learn to live with the consciousness that God is in you. The greater one is in you to work in and through you. How would it change the way you live if you became God inside minded? Being alive with the life of God doesn't mean we won't ever feel bad or face trouble. It means we know that the resurrection life of God inside us will get us through. Consider the Apostle Paul's testimony about himself. We're going to talk about him in greater detail in upcoming weeks, because he is a man who demonstrated outwardly the inward strength, power, ability that was his because he was in union with Christ. In Galatians 2:20, he said, I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Tons of stuff in that we'll address next week. But he's basically telling us, I died with Christ at the cross, but I'm alive. I am alive because Christ lives in me. Now, you remember, we've said this already in this series. He is the one commissioned by Jesus to preach union with Christ. That was his message, that we now have union with Christ through the new birth. And in the context of the knowledge that he had a treasure in earthen vessels, you're familiar with that, 2 Corinthians 4:7. In the context of having a treasure in earthen vessels, Paul said of the many troubles that he faced, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. Do you remember that? In the context of having a treasure in earthen vessels, what treasure? The uncreated eternal life of God himself. In that context, he said, no matter what comes against me, I may get knocked down, but I get up. I'm troubled on every side, but not distressed. I'm perplexed, but not in despair. I'm persecuted, but not forsaken. I'm cast down, but not destroyed. Now let me read the next passages. This is verses 10 and 11 of 2 Corinthians 4 out of the Amplified. Always carrying in the body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death the Lord Jesus suffered. In other words, he's saying, I face persecution all the time as I preached, and I could easily be killed as Jesus was killed. Jesus died a death of persecution that God turned into a tremendous triumph. The verse goes on to say, always bearing about in my body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown forth by and in our bodies. For we who live are constantly experiencing being handed over to death for Jesus' sake. He literally faced physical death because he was preaching the gospel, but he goes on to say that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evident through our flesh. Paul experienced in his flesh the power of the life of God in him. Now, Jesus appeared to Paul a number of times to give him the information he lived by and taught. Even though Paul was not at the Last Supper, he would have known that Jesus said, John 16:33, I've told you these things, that through union with me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but be courageous. I have conquered the world, and I in you, through you, will conquer whatever comes against you. We've got a lot more to say, but consider these points as we close. If you're born again, there's something in you that was not there before. God is now in you by his life through your union with Christ. If you are born again, you are alive. You are living by the life of God in your spirit. God is in you by his life. God works from the inside out. You can't make it happen. You don't have to make it happen. You only have to believe it. You didn't produce the new birth in your spirit. You didn't produce the initial union between you and Jesus. You believed God's word, and the Holy Spirit did it. The branch doesn't have to make fruit grow. The life of the vine will produce it through the union. Now, I encourage you, take time to think about all this stuff we're talking about. Think about it. Meditate on the scriptures that describe what happened to us at the new birth, what is true about us because we're in union with Jesus. When you know something to be a fact, it changes your perception of reality. What you believe and how you act is based on your perspective. Don't let what you see and feel paint your picture of reality. Let God's word show you the way things really are. When you know and believe that God is working in you by his life and spirit, you'll experience change in your life. More next week. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.